The Mishnah and Gemara that begins on the middle of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph deals with the problem of mechuber lekarka, meaning you can't have schach, which are attached to the ground, even though you put them on top of the sukkah. So if you have all these vines, we have hidla lavas agethen, right? If you have these vines and you put them on top of the sukkah, even though they're very long and they look just like regular schach, since they are attached to the ground, they are pasul min haTorah, and even if you then somehow find a way to detach them, so they might still be problematic, as the Gemara continues, whether or not that would be a problem of tasav alo min ha'asui. So in terms of the reason why mechuber lekarka is not a valid form of schach, so Rashi explains that this is based on the source for schach in the first place. Where do we get the idea that you have to have schach? So we say, chag asukos tasilacha, right, ba'asbacha migornacha miyikvecha. So we say, what is that referring to? So the Gemara explains, it's not just about the time that you gather your grains and your vines and your grapes. Rather, it's psoles goren viyekev. It's the leftover chaff from when you gather in all the food and the produce. So that's what we categorize as something which is already separated from the ground, and therefore it's just we learn out psoles goren viyekev. It's what's kosher for schach, and everything else that's mechuber lekarka is not kosher for schach. So that therefore anything that's still attached to the ground would be problematic. That is Rashi Shita. The Ritva disagrees, and he says that the whole idea of the psul of mechuber is learned out from the din of tasa lamana asu. It's really the same exact din, meaning if I take something which is still attached to the ground and I use it and I put it on top of my sukkah, that can't be considered as if I made a sukkah, because really that item is still attached to the ground and it really belongs to something else. So you can't call that making the sukkah, rather the sukkah is sort of being made on its own. And then only after I detach it from the ground, then I've considered to have made it. So that explains why there is such a strong opinion in the Gemara that when we say kisha, that kitzitzasan zuhi asiyasan, that when you detach it, that is considered to be making it. That's considered as if you somehow fixed it, and you don't then have to go and do something else to make it no longer be tasav alo min ha'asui, because it was considered not made kol zman that it was attached to the ground, and therefore when you detached it from the ground in an emphatic sort of way by taking hedge clippers or whatever it was and chopping it off from the ground, that is considered to be the asiya, and therefore it's a valid form of this. And this is a basic machlokes rishonim. There are other shitas as well in terms of what's the psul mechuber, but those are the two basic opinions. Now in terms of the psulim of tasev alo min ha'asui, so the Gemara deals with two possibilities. Obviously the issue of sukkah, where we say if you have a problem of tasev alo min ha'asui, really what you should do is you should go and pick up the schach off the roof, like lift it up a little bit and then put it back down, so that you are actively placing the schach down and not just having it be placed on its own. The other example that the Gemara gives is the example of tzitzis, where tzitzis have to be woven, have to be tied onto the garment and not somehow the other way around. So very rarely do you find a psul of tasav alo min ha'asui when it comes to the tzitzis, but what's one thing that is somewhat common that you can find from time to time is that sometimes you have a pair of tzitzis, and especially if it's a V-neck pair, that the neck will slit down further, much further than you want it, that it's more than halfway down the length of the beged, and then the beged is considered an invalid piece of clothing, and therefore it's not chayiv and tzitzis anymore. Then if you take a stitch and you sew up the beged along that slit, you just created a beged with tzitzis on it already, and that would be a problem of tasa below min ha'asui. You would actually have to untie and then retie all those tzitzis in order that it should be considered that ba'asu lachem tzitzis, that you make for yourselves tzitzis, as opposed to tasa below min ha'asui. So from time to time you have such a shaila of a tasa below min ha'asui. It's pretty rare that it happens in real life, but these are the two of the applications that we have.